FERC grants interconnection waivers to ANY renewal projects, written by John Norris and read by an automated voice. FERC on Thursday granted waivers to 8 renewable generation projects, allowing them more time to have their interconnection studies approved by New York ISO's Operating Committee before entering the 2023 class year study.
Current New York ISO tariff procedures require projects participating in a class year study to have their system reliability impact study, or SRIS, approved by the OC before entering the study, which begins Monday.
Invenergy, York Run, Boralex, Barrett Hempstead, Connect Gen, Gravel Road, Microgrid Networks and Thousand Island each ask the Commission for its SRIS to have until the completion date of the annual transmission baseline assessment base cases for CY23 to be voted on by the OC. The 8 projects were unable to meet the Monday deadline.
Their requests were supported by New York ISO, other state agencies and the Alliance for Clean Energy New York. The developers argued that they performed procedural due diligence, requested New York ISO to expedite their SRISes and kept the ISO informed about their progress. New York ISO told FERC that study delays occurred from a variety of factors, including multiple revisions or material alterations.
ACE NY and agencies including NYSERDA said further development delays could limit both health benefits to citizens and emissions reductions. Each request also cited how FERC had granted similar waivers to the Clean Path New York Transmission Project. FERC said it granted the waivers because the facility projects acted in good faith, made requests limited in scope that related to a single timing requirement, could experience significant delays in their development, and because granting them would not have undesirable effects on other CY23 participants.